with you today. Let's turn in the book of the Revelation. I want to start in chapter number 1, read in verse number 9 this morning. If you're willing and able, let's stand and honor the reading of the Word of God found in the book of the Revelation, chapter number 1, verse number 9. I'd like to remind the church, please pray for Sister Lisa Williams' family as her dad has crossed this week. And Miss Lisa is sick in body, not going to be able to go there this week. But I ask that you would remember Miss Lisa and Brother Rodney and their family in this pathway of life. Amen. The book of the Revelation, you've heard a lot about it. Chapter 1, verse number 9. The writer says, "And I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation." We must not think it strange that we live in trials just because we're saved. Young families, I'd like to tell you, being saved is the greatest thing that ever happened to you in your life. Even though you're saved, it does not mean to you and I that we are immune to trouble or tribulation. But aren't you glad we got somebody to go through our trouble with us this morning? And so he says, "I am your brother." I'm glad I'm in the family today. I'm glad my brother and sisters are gathered together. He said, "In the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ." He said, "I was in the isle that was called Patmos for the Word of God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard behind me as a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book. Send it to the seven churches that are in Asia." And he listed all of those in verse 12. He said, "I turned to see the voice that spake with me. Being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks." You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing and honoring and reverencing the Word of God. Father, we love you today. We thank you for this time. As Brother Jamie's already prayed, we want to thank you for the ones that have accepted your Son. God, their sins have been washed away by the blood of the cross of Calvary. Lord, you put this in the walls of my heart to preach this morning. I pray you'd help me to be faithful to your Word and sensitive to the Holy Ghost of God this morning. Help us now in this reading. I pray you'd touch our hearts. Draw those that are lost. We'll give you the honor and the glory for it. Help our nation today. God, our nation's in bad trouble. And we need God. Would you help us this morning? In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Now turn over to the right-hand side of your Bible if you have it with you today. Turn with us to the book of Revelation, chapter number 20. I'd like to start reading in verse number 11. You'll notice that John the Apostle, he was exiled and he was put out on an island called Patmos. He was there in great tribulation, but the Lord gave him this book to write. And I'm interested how the Lord moved on John and showed him what to put down in the Scriptures. Matter of fact, he put it down in the Scriptures so that we will know what is coming forth. And I want to preach on this simple subject this morning. Look at this text in Revelation 20, verse number 11. And he said, "And I saw. I'm going to preach on this subject this morning, the visions of John. The visions of John. First of all, he saw a vision of separation. Of separation. We live in a day and an hour that a lot of churches, they've gone very liberal. Many preachers have compromised. You don't hear much about hell anymore. But they still a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And I want to remind you today as I go through this text that your preacher, he didn't write the Bible. He just reads out of the Bible. And therefore, you'll see this vision that John saw. First of all, he's seen a vision of separation. And if you don't listen to anything in the sermon this morning, I want you to see this text. This vision of separation. He said, "And I saw a great white throne. Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Watch this. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Death and hell was cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, we find this passage in the Bible. We find that John was exiled on the Isle of Patmos. He began to write the things that the Lord showed him that must shortly come to pass. Within this writing in the book of the Revelation, you'll find there are seven churches that John wrote about. I believe with all of my heart we are in the last church age, the church of the Laodicea. It means the power of the people. And by the way, the Bible said they had need of nothing. And by the way, this morning, if you have need of something, you're in the right place because the Lord's here. If you got a need in your life, but He's saying the average culture, they'll not see in that they really need me. And that Laodicean church age is living out. No doubt we're in the end of it. But in Revelation 4, you'll notice there was a door open and a trumpet sounded. That's the rapture of the church. We that are saved, we're going out of this old world. And don't be looking for me on that Sunday morning after the horn blows. I'm going to be in heaven with Jesus. And so we find this passage now that after the great tribulation, the millennial reign, I'll not get in none of that with you, but I want you to see this. At the end time, everybody's going to stand before God. A lot of people think they're going to bypass this. Now, we that are saved will be in heaven. But here's the judgment bar of God for all the lost people at the great white throne. I'm going to show you this. This vision John's seen, he's seen a vision of separation. Verse number 12, notice this. He said, I saw the dead, small and great. There are no respecters with God. God died for everybody. Young person, Jesus died for you. Older person, Jesus died for you. If you own all the property that joins you in Carroll County or surrounding counties, Jesus died for you. But I want you to notice the great and the small stood before God at this white throne judgment. And He said this, and the books were open. You see, you've heard this all of your lives. God is writing it down. He's still writing it all down. And these people think that they're getting by and don't need God. Let me tell you, He's writing it all down. And by the way, He's writing it all down about me and you this morning. We're just going to the Bema seat of God where we'll be judged our works. But here the lost people stand before God. They've rejected Christ. And He says this, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And I want to ask you, just as a country preacher this morning, what are you going to do when you stand before God? Are you going to be saved by the grace of God and what He's done for you on the cross of Calvary where Jesus took and died for your sin? Are you going to roll the dice and think, well, I'm going to make it into heaven even though I've not been saved? I want to tell you today, if you've never been born again by the grace of God, you'll find yourself at this white throne judgment and stand before God. Notice these books were open. God keeps a record. And watch this. These books were open. Now this separation, watch this. Passing, verse number 12, you'll notice their deeds. He said the books were open and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. So we see that God is writing down in these books about their deeds. People may think they're getting by, but they're not getting by. God is writing everything down about us individually. And then you'll notice not only these deeds, but you'll notice in verse number 12, there is a difference. He said the books was open, another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their work. So there will be an accountability here. Everybody has works that is different. Some has been very bad. Some has been worse than others. But I want to remind you something what Jesus said. You say, now, preacher, listen, I'm a good person. And I've been preaching a long time. I don't want to say this in passing. Some of the hardest people to reach is good moral people. But I want to tell you this morning, Jesus says there's none good, no, not one. We all must be saved by Calvary's cross. There's no doubt. You know, my people back home in Tennessee, some of the greatest people I've ever met. Good, wholesome, salt of the earth, good moral people. But let me tell you something. Jesus didn't die in vain. You must be born again. Your works can't get you to heaven this morning. And so here we see this vision John saw. He saw this vision of separation. How sad for people to stand at the judgment of God without Christ. You'll notice something. He mentions books and a book. He said they were open. The books were open. And another book was open, which is the Book of Life. That's a very important book. You see, I believe, and many, many men believe the same way, that when everyone is ever born, God writes you in a book. I want to show you that this morning. Psalms chapter number 139. I want to show you this. Psalms 139. You say, well, preacher, we're having baptism today. We're running late. No, we got plenty of time for this morning. Psalms 139, but you look what David said about this book, the Book of Life. He said in Psalms 139, verse number 13, "For thou hast passed, thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." Young ladies, when God brings a baby in your womb, it is life. And when we kill life, it is murder. We stand against abortion in our church. And you'll notice he says, in my mother's womb, verse 14, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Young people, we're all made individually and different. God didn't make robots. He gave man a will, a soul, and a spirit, and a body. And He's made us all so unique, and that's why in the body of Christ is so important. When we're saved, we get in the body of Christ, and God uses each gift to do the things that only that body can do. So we're wonderfully made. Marvelously is His works that my soul knoweth right well. Now watch verse 15 and 16. "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, I curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect." And here it is, "And in thy book all my members were written, which in countenance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." So David says, when I was born, God, You put me in a book. I believe this morning that everybody that's ever been born, God has placed them in a book. And I'm going to tell you how good God is. He's not willing that any would perish, but all would come to repentance. God created, listen to this verse. God created hell for the devil and his angels. God never created hell for mankind. A lot of people say this, "Well, preacher, how could a God that loves me so put me in hell?" God don't put you in hell. You put your own self in hell this morning. You reject Christ, you die and go to hell in your sins. That's where you'll be. And so this morning, this vision John saw, he saw this separation. I want to tell you a little more about this book. Look over in Revelation chapter number 3. We're talking about the Book of Life. We see these deeds and these differences of their works. But look, it's mentioned again in Revelation 3. Verse number 5, talking about this Book of Life, where I'm bringing the thought where God has placed everyone in this book that they may live. It is a register. And so here he says this in the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 5. "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the Book of Life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Okay, so if those that do not overcome, if they're blotted out of that book, how do you overcome to stay in the book? I'm glad you asked me this morning. Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 9. Turn to the right. Revelation 12 and verse number 9. I sure am glad I'm in the book this morning. Revelation 12, verse number 9. Here John is writing. He says this in verse 10, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of His Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Who's that? The devil. He will accuse the fire out of you. When you sin and do wrong, he'll say, there's no forgiveness for that. When you make a mistake, he'll try to accuse you and keep you as low as you can go. But honey, I come to tell you this morning, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, he can give you victory in this life and for the life to come. He said, watch this now. How do you overcome? He simply said, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Somebody said, preacher, you preach that old time religion about the blood of Jesus. Honey, without the blood of Jesus, men, women, boys and girls are dying, go to hell in their sin. But I'm glad on the blood of Calvary's cross, there he shed his blood for me and you. I'm glad when I received him by faith, he gave me power. I'm glad I'm an overcomer by the good grace of God. Glad he lives in me this morning. I'm glad my name is written down yonder in glory land world. John saw a separation. Are you going to heaven? You better get ready because you ain't staying here. Separation. Visions he saw of separation. Now watch our text now. And we'll close this message shortly. Back in Revelation 20, the vision, he saw a vision of separation. Here's our thought. He said, I saw a great white throne in verse 11. And he said, they'd stand before God. The books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Verse 15, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So preacher, what's your thought? It is my belief of this. Every one of us that's ever been born, God has recorded our names. When we die without Christ, that name is blotted out of that book. The only way you can keep your name in that book is to receive Christ as your Savior. It's mentioned one time in the Bible, the Lamb's book. I'm glad I'm in the Lamb's book. You see, even though that our name's been recorded, in order to keep it there, according to the teachings of Revelation 3, we must realize we're a sinner and come to Christ by faith. And He keeps our name. I sure am glad my name is kept this morning. And see, if you die without God, your name will not be in that book and you'll stand before Him. I told folks here a few years ago, and I'm not going to preach much longer. I know it's getting late. But I want you to understand this and see this. Somebody's got to tell you the truth. You may have heard truth all your life. Maybe you're just hearing confirming truth this morning. But I want to tell you this. Jesus loves you and He died for you. You don't have to die and go to hell in your sins. You can trust Jesus to be your Savior. I don't care what you've done or how long you've been doing it. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean. I'll never forget when Megan and Macy was little girls. Me and Renee, we had won a trip way up into, I think it was Colorado. We went up into the Rockies. I'll never forget, Brother Mike. We walked into an old hotel. It had wood, looked like, above these doors. Big old-timey counter. And I'll never forget this man that greeted me. he had those half glasses, and there was Megan and Mason and Renee standing. I walked up to that desk, and he said, "Sir, can I help you?" I said, "Yes." I said, "We're staying here this week." He said, "Do you have a reservation?" I said, "Yes." And I gave him my name, and I'll never forget as long as I live what he did. He had a huge registry, old-timey book before computers was even had come out. He took this book and he turned the pages and he turned his finger down through that book. And he looked and he said, "What'd you say your name is?" And I told him my name and he said, "Young man, you don't have a reservation here. Your name's not in this book." And when he told me that, I mean, inside of me, of all the sermons that I'd preached through the years about in God's book, I got to thinking how sad so many people will die without God. Stand before Him, and He'll simply say, "Your name, it's not in this book." The visions John saw. I won't leave you with that. I never like to leave a sermon on when it's low. I want to give you hope. But I want to tell you this morning, everybody here and everybody out yonder, as far as you can see, is going to stand before God. And we better be saved when we're there. You see, eternity is too long to be wrong. The visions John saw. He saw a vision of separation. But look in Revelation 21, verse number 1. Whole different sermon, but I want to go through it real shortly. He saw a vision not only of separation, but a vision of reservation. I'm glad I got a place reserved for me. He said that I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first earth and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, watch this, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. It's a holy place. It's a prepared place for prepared people. You're just not going to walk through this world and do the best you can and wake up and be in heaven one day. You got to make preparation. And that preparation is by the Lord Jesus Christ. We have so socialized with the world and all these foreign religions. Honey, let me tell you, Buddha and Muhammad will let you die and go to hell in your sins. But Jesus has saved you, for He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Me." There's one way to the gate this morning. That's by Jesus. You can believe what you want to believe. Your doctrine may not be like mine, but we better agree on one thing this morning. The blood of Jesus is going to get us all there. It's not going to be a Baptist side, a Methodist side, a Church of God side. Honey, if we've been washed in the blood, we're going to be there together. We're going to enjoy the glorious city and get to see Jesus. There'll be no more heartache, no more pain, no more weeping. Thank God this mind won't bother me anymore. This flesh won't bother me anymore. I'm glad I'm headed to the glorious city this morning, where the builder and the maker is God. You'll notice this vision of reservation. He said, "And I saw a new heaven." Oh my, it is a real place. Verse 3, it's a restful place. He said He'll wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death, neither sorrow. And you know, there's a family right now at 2 o'clock in Paulding County. I remind all the young people here, met with that family. Brother Bart Whitman will be doing that funeral at 2 o'clock today. There's a young man, 16 years old, died with cancer. Thought he'd have all his life to live. I met with that family this week. How their heart is so broke. And so many of you have been through so many broken pathways of life. So me and my family have experienced several. And I don't belittle any of our hurts. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad that we're saved by the grace of God. We're going to the city where there'll be no more dying. There'll be no more crying. Oh, what a place where we can go when we die, when we're saved by the grace of God. Now I close this. I promise I'm done after this. The vision John saw. He saw a vision of separation. He saw a vision of reservation. We that are saved, we're going to live in heaven for eternity. What a wonderful place to go. Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I'll come again. And where, isn't that amazing? If I go away, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's been preparing a place for over 2,000 years. Y'all just thank you, seen something pretty. You wait till you get to heaven. The vision John saw lastly, he saw a vision of separation. He saw a vision of reservation. But lastly, I want to say he saw a vision of invitation. Look what he said. He said, and I saw a new heaven. And then in verse 20, in chapter 22, verse 1, you Bible students, look what he says. Here's our phrase and our thought. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. Miss Sherry, I want you to come and I want you to do an invitation for me this morning. You've been so kind to help us. But I want to say this about this invitation. I want you to see it now and I'm done preaching. I want you to listen real good. God's put this in my heart today for a reason. Please hear this, old preacher. He gave him a vision of invitation. Verse number 12, look what he says. There's the God of it. He said, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. But now look at the gospel of it. Verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Who's that? Oh, that's the Spirit of God. You know, these real highfalutin Baptists, they don't refer to Him as the Holy Ghost anymore. But let me tell you something, He's still the Holy Ghost this morning. And I'm going to tell you, the Spirit or the Holy Ghost and the bride, who's that? The bride's the church. You know what? The gospel of it, they saying, come. They didn't say go. Center of the world will tell you to go, but Jesus says come. Aren't you glad that He said come instead of go, the gospel of it? And He says the Spirit and the bride says come. You know what that means? The Spirit of God, as He deals with your heart, and the church is saying amen. The people that are saved by the grace of God saying, we want you to be saved. We want you to come. Well, I don't care if your worst enemy, you're not right with God if you don't want to see them be saved. You're not right with God. A man's got a soul. It's going to spend eternity someplace. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Watch this. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And I love this. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. You see, there's the gospel of it. There's the grace of it, whosoever will. And there's the gift of it, freely. Did you know, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Isn't that an amazing thing? God did not give out of an abundance that He had, but He gave all He had. You know, I've got Parker here this morning. Where's Park? Park, come here, son. I want to say this. We've got four grandchildren. I get to baptize one of my grandchildren in a little bit. Parker got saved about a year ago. We love our grandchildren so much. I mean, if you don't love your grandchildren, your wood's wet. Something's bad wrong with you if you don't love your grandchildren. But you know, I got to thinking, oh, Parker, why we love our children. As much as I love you enough to tell you the truth and go against this culture, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't love you enough to give you Parker. I'm just being honest with you. I don't love me enough to give him to me. Or Olivia. Or Sophie or Sailor Reese. Or even your children. But God loved you enough. He gave all He had. What a God. What a God. Brother Mike, me and you come from the same background and places we're ashamed of. I got to run around with people doing things. Before long, I was doing what they was doing. in sin and rebellion and going down the wrong road. But I'm glad one day I heard the old story that Jesus saved and He would receive me if I'd come to Him by faith and He'd wash away my sin. And I'm glad He did. And this morning Jesus saves and Jesus loves you. Please don't die lost and meet God. This morning, Miss Sherry,